This is Weekly Outlook for December 3rd, 2012. Corn prices have been in a sideways pattern over the past 2 months, but prices have moved higher over the past 2 weeks. The recent rally has been fueled by some supply concerns and more optimism about demand. There are two concerns about potential supply of corn. First, the ongoing wet weather in Argentina may reduce the magnitude of planted area of corn relative to intentions. Fewer acres would threaten the projected rebound in production. The USDA has forecast the 2013 harvest at a record 1.1 billion bushels, a third larger than the drought-reduced harvest of earlier this year. The USDA will update that forecast in the monthly World Ag Production Report to be released on December 11th, but a large change in that forecast is not expected this early in the season. The second supply concern is for the upcoming U.S. crop in the face of continuing widespread drought conditions. The latest U.S. drought monitor map shows exceptional drought conditions in large portions of the U.S. corn production regions. Very dry soil conditions underscore the need to replenish soil moisture and for timely rain during the upcoming growing season. The production risk of continuing drought conditions is being balanced against the potential of a record corn harvest if acreage is not reduced and 2013 growing season weather is generally favorable for corn yields. That balancing act is reflected in futures prices for the 2013 crop that are below old crop prices but are high by historic standards. The pace of U.S. corn exports remains very low, but some increase in the demand for U.S. corn is expected yet this marketing year. Export inspections during the first 13 weeks totaled only 208 million bushels, 48% less than inspections of a year ago. The weekly rate needs to increase from an average of 16 million to a total of 24 million per week in order to reach the projection for the year. Unshipped export sales totaled only 278 million bushels as of November 22nd. That's 238 million less than on the same date last year. New sales need to average 17 million bushels per week for sales to reach the projection for the year. Sales did exceed that average for the 2 weeks ended November 22nd, and the more rapid pace may continue as supplies of competing grains are reduced. Domestically, ethanol production continues to be well below the rapid pace of a year ago. Production last year, however, was accelerated by the impending end to the blender's tax credit. Through the first quarter of the 2012 marketing year, ethanol production was about 9% less than during the same period last year. The USDA has projected a 10% decline in the amount of corn used for ethanol during the current marketing year. The so-called blend wall will continue to limit domestic ethanol consumption and production, but corn use this year should at least reach the USDA projection. The rate of feed use of corn is not known. The USDA projects use for the year at only 4.15 billion bushels, nearly 9% less than apparent use of last year. However, marketing year feed and residual use projections are confused by the harvest of a large quantity of corn before the start of the 2012 marketing year on September 1. Taken together, current livestock inventories, slaughter numbers, and slaughter weights suggest strong overall feed demand. The number of cattle on feed on November 1 was 5% less than that of a year ago, but the number of dairy cows during October was only 0.3% less. The placement of broiler-type chicks during the first 4 weeks of November was only 0.7% less than placements of a year ago. The average number of layers on hand during October was 1.4% more than that of a year ago. October hog slaughter was record large and exceeded that of a year ago by 10%. Average cattle and hog slaughter weights in October were near those of last year. The USDA's December 1 stocks estimate and 2012 final U.S. production estimate to be released on January 11th will add some clarity to corn market fundamentals. Current conditions point to continued strong corn prices until then.